The Year of You 365 Journal Writing Prompts for Creative Self-Discovery by Hannah Brehm. This is an auto-narrated audiobook. Copyright 2017 Hannah Brehm. All rights reserved. Welcome. Welcome to the Year of You. I want to take you on a journey of self-discovery over the next 365 days, using a single journaling prompt each day. Over the course of 12 months, we'll unpack the important areas of your life, from relationships and identity to money, career and health. The prompts I will share with you in this book are short and simple, but thought-provoking and sometimes even fun. You'll have the chance to explore your life on all kinds of levels, from your deepest hopes, dreams, fears and secrets, to personal trivia and future adventures. I created this book because I know how powerful a regular journaling habit is. As well as the obvious benefits, like increasing self-awareness and creativity, research has also suggested regular journaling improves your memory, physical health and problem-solving abilities, as well as reducing stress. I also know from experience how useful it can be to have some kind of structure to follow as you cultivate or strengthen a new habit. Using this book, all you need to do is find today's date, listen to the prompt, and write. Before you know it, you'll be writing regularly, if not daily, and making time for valuable self-connection, reflection, and growth. How to use this book? There are two ways you can use this book, depending on where in the year you are as you read this. Number 1, start on the 1st of January. If the new year is upon you or right around the corner, perfect. You can begin with the first day of Chapter 1 and continue from there. Number 2, start wherever you are today. As you'll see, each chapter in this book corresponds with a month of the year. Chapter 1 is January, Chapter 2 February, and so on. Each chapter also has the same number of prompts as there are days in that month. But this doesn't mean you need to work through the chapters from the beginning. If you're starting this on February 5th, you can turn straight to Chapter 2 and begin on the prompt for today's date. If you're beginning on November 29th, ditto. Part 13, Looking Back on a Year of You, is for listening to after you've completed a full year of journaling and all the prompts in the book, or as many as you choose. If you start in media res, save this chapter until you have completed all 12 months. I've endeavored to make the prompts in this book clear and concise and have deliberately avoided adding my own remarks and notes to each question, except in a couple of instances where I've mentioned specific resources or suggestions. I appreciate, however, you will be reading this book with different frames of reference, experience, and perspective from me. So if you encounter any prompts whose meaning seems ambiguous, I encourage you to go with what you think it means, or what you'd like it to mean. At the end of each month, you'll see an opportunity to review and reflect on your journaling entries for that month. Reading back over past journaling is a valuable exercise. It's not always the most comfortable one, though. If you feel resistance to reflecting on previous journal entries, I invite you to be gentle with yourself and get curious about where that resistance is coming from. What are the thoughts and feelings behind it? One principle I like to share with fellow journalers and coaching clients is journaling is whatever you want it to be. While certain practices and habits will make your journaling more or less helpful and enjoyable, there are no rules and no right way to journal. That means if you want to mix up the prompts in this book and choose the one that resonates most with you on any day, go for it. Reflecting at the end of each month is helpful, but if you'd rather skip this, that's fine too. The only caveat I'd add is it's important to notice when we might avoid a particular topic or question and ask ourselves what we're avoiding and why. Creating the journaling habit. A 365-day habit might sound daunting, but it is possible with a few tips and tricks and by taking one day at a time. Try to journal at the same time each day. Ideally, the morning, since if you're unable to do your writing then, you still have the rest of the day to catch up. Don't stress if you miss a day or five. The prompts will still be there for you when you're ready to get back to writing. We all fall off the wagon, break a streak, etc. What matters most isn't falling off the wagon, it's how quickly you can get back on again afterwards. The discomfort of staying off is often much greater and more draining than biting the bullet and restarting. At the same time, any journaling is better than no journaling. If you don't have time to write for 20 minutes, write for 2. Start with the just 5 minutes rule. Set a goal for yourself to journal for just 5 minutes every day. Give yourself permission to stop journaling after those 5 minutes. You can carry on if you're having a good time, but keeping your journaling fun and pleasant, rather than a should or an obligation, will make you more likely to stick to the habit. What you need to get started. One of the great things about journaling is you probably already have everything you need to begin. Here are the main ingredients that are helpful. A pen and notebook or computer, tablet, phone. A space to journal, make it somewhere pleasant and comfortable, somewhere you want to go to journal each day. Doing it in the same place will help you get in the right headspace. An open mind. Practice shelving your judgments of yourself as you write. You can learn more about the basics of journaling and creating a practice that works for you in my book, The Ultimate Guide to Journaling. I've also included a living list of my favorite journaling apps and software, plus helpful blog posts to inspire and deepen your journaling practice at www.becomingwhoyouare.net/yoy-resources. Finally, while I've tried to balance fun and lighthearted with more serious topics and phrase each prompt neutrally, I'm aware we are all coming to this book from different places, backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives, so I can't predict how each prompt will land with every reader. Some questions in this book might be uncomfortable to explore. They might bring up heavy or unexpected thoughts, feelings, or memories. I invite you to approach these questions in whichever way feels most helpful to you. Only go as deep as you feel comfortable going. I've included a list of books you might find helpful in the resources page linked above. If you find one or more questions or sections particularly challenging, I invite you to work through them with a mental health professional, for example, a therapist. For now, the most important thing you can do is start. With that in mind, let's dive in straight away with your first prompts. P.S. Would you like a free video class on starting or restarting your journaling practice? If the answer is yes, go to journaling.becomingwhoyouare.net/book and enter your email to access your free 10-step guide to starting a regular journaling practice. When you register, you'll also get more free workbooks, video classes, and more tools for personal growth in the Becoming Who You Are library. I will never, ever share your email, and you are free to unsubscribe at any time. Part 1. January. Identity. January 1st. What are the different roles you play in your life, for example, mother, partner, sister, etc.? List as many as you can think of. January 2nd. What roles do you hope to play in the future? January 3rd. What are some of your most important rules for living? January 4th. What are your top 5 core values? Core values are the qualities and experiences that are most important to us to embody and have present in our lives. These might include things like trust, love, connection, freedom, growth, and so on. If you're not already familiar with your core values, you will find comprehensive lists of values with a quick Google search. I also share a free workbook called Discover Your Values, which guides you through this process in the Becoming Who You Are library, which you can find at bit.ly/BWYA community. January 5th. What are your core strengths? If you're not familiar with the concept of personal strengths, or it's been a while since you measured yours, you can take the free VIA Strength Survey to find out. Find this by Googling VIA Strength Survey or on the resources page for this book at www.becomingwhoyouare.net/yoy-resources. January 6th. How are you most often misunderstood? Why do you think this is? January 7th. What are you most proud of about your life right now? January 8th. What do you consider to be your biggest challenge in life? January 9th. Out of the different areas of life covered in each month of this book, which are well attended and which could use a little more TLC over the coming months? January 10th. What makes you who you are? January 11th. What do you wish more people knew about you? January 12th. What annoys you about other people? How does that trait or behavior show up in your personality and your life? January 13th. What does happiness mean to you? January 14th. How connected to yourself and your body do you feel today? January 15th. What scares you? January 16th. How is your life different today to how you imagined it would be when you were younger? January 17th. What are the most important qualities you aspire to embody in your day-to-day life? January 18th. How do you think other people would describe you if asked? January 19th. What is one thing you secretly hope other people don't discover or find out about you? January 20th. Would you describe your glass as half full or half empty? January 21st. How do you feel about your age? January 22nd. What is one thing you would like to change about your present self? January 23rd. What is one quality you embody today you hope you keep for the rest of your life? January 24th. What is your biggest goal right now? January 25th. Where are you today? Is this where you want to be, or is there someplace else you'd rather be? January 26th. What is the number one thing you are grateful for today? January 27th. What is your present self most excited about? January 28th. What do you know to be true about yourself? January 29th. What is an unpopular opinion or belief you have? January 30th. What recharges your batteries more, alone time or socializing with other people? January 31st. What is it like being you today? Looking back on January. We've started the year by exploring the different ingredients that make you you, the things that make you tick, and fun personal trivia. As you reach the end of this month, this is a good opportunity to look back at your answers to January's questions and ask, what did I learn about myself this month? Which of this month's prompts were most challenging? Which of my answers most surprised me? Based on what I've written, one action I want to take over the next month is. Part 2. February. The past. February 1st. Name 5 key events that have shaped your life and who you are today. February 2nd. Name 5 people who have had a profound impact on your life. February 3rd. Think of a big decision you made in your past and imagine you made an alternative choice. What would your life be like now? February 4th. Describe your earliest memory. February 5th. If you had to give the 5-minute summary of your life so far to someone who didn't know you, what would you tell them? February 6. What from your past do you feel most proud of? February 7. What do you struggle to accept from your past? February 8. What from your past feels unresolved? February 9. Choose a photo from your past. Write the thoughts and feelings that come to mind as you look at it. February 10. How do you view the past versions of yourself from each decade of your life so far? February 11. What incident from your past would you least like people in your life today to know about? February 12. How do you think the you of today is different to the you from 10 years ago? February 13. Write the first memory that comes to mind associated with each of these words, or if time is tight, choose one. Magic. Freedom. Conversation. Joy. February 14. What do you remember or imagine being worried about 10 years ago? February 15. What is a belief you were raised with that you now disagree with? February 16. What is a rule or principle you disagreed with or rebelled against growing up you now agree with or know to be true? February 17. How has your past made you a better person in the present? February 18. When you think of the past, what images or memories come to mind? February 19. What advice do you have for yourself from 10 years ago? February 20. Make a list of the places from your past you would most like to return to. February 21. Which people from your past would you most love to see again? February 22. When in the past have you been true to yourself and your values, even in the face of opposition or difficulty? February 23. When in the past have you not been true to yourself? February 24. What is one of the biggest mistakes your past self has made, and what did you learn from it? February 25. How do you think your past defines who you are today? February 26. If you could go back and relive the last year, what would you do differently? February 27. Think back to an important world event. Where were you when it happened and what were you doing? February 28. Write the first memory that comes to mind associated with each of these words, or if time is tight, choose one. Birthday. Hug. School. Family. February 29. What is a missed opportunity from your past you wish you'd taken? February in review. Having explored your identity during January, this month we've taken a detour into the past. While our pasts don't define us, there is no doubt they influence who we are in the present. Our emotional experiences, the choices we make, how we respond to situations, and more. As we approach the end of this month, hopefully, you have a better idea of how your past has influenced you, the key milestones of your life so far, and you have taken a few nostalgic trips down memory lane. Here are a few questions to consider as you review your journaling from this month. What did I learn about myself this month? Which of this month's prompts were most challenging? Which of my answers most surprised me? Based on what I've written, one action I want to take over the next month is: if this month felt hard at times, you are not alone. For most of us, the past is tinged with memories that evoke all kinds of emotions, some of which can be heartwarming, others of which can be challenging. As I mentioned in the introduction to this book, You can find a list of helpful books that dive into related topics to those you explored this month on the resources page for this book at www.becomingwhoyouare.net/yoy-resources. Part 3. March. Environment. March 1st. Where do you live? March 2nd. What's the view like from where you are right now? March 3rd. What in your environment today could you not imagine living without? March 4th. What wouldn't you miss if it were gone tomorrow? March 5th. What material possessions have sentimental value to you? Why? March 6th. Do you own your home? Why or why not? March 7th. How do you take care of your environment? March 8th. Where would you prefer to live, mountains or beach? Why? March 9th. If you lost everything you have tomorrow, what would you add back into your home first? March 10th. How do you feel about your current environment? March 11th. What are your top considerations when purchasing everyday items, for example, price, aesthetic, quality, or something else? March 12th. What colors do you surround yourself with on a daily basis? March 13th. What is more important to you, style or comfort? Why? March 14th. Do you subscribe to the idea less is more, or do you like to surround yourself with belongings? March 15th. If you could tear it all down and start again, what would you create differently in your current environment? March 16th. What is the number one thing missing from your environment right now? March 17th. Which season is your favorite and why? March 18th. What words would you use to describe your ideal home? March 19th. What does home mean to you? Spend 10 minutes free writing on this topic. March 20th. Do you prefer to live alone or with others? Why, and if it's the latter, who? March 21st. What is one thing you can change in your environment today to make it more pleasing to you? March 22nd. Are you a city or a country person? Why? March 23rd. What are you most grateful for about your home right now? March 24th. How does your environment influence your mood? What can you learn from that? March 25th. In which environments or places do you feel most at home? March 26th. What stories do you think the walls in your current home would tell? March 27th. If you were to make your current environment 5% more comfortable, what would you do? March 28th. Make a list of 10 things you like about your current environment and 10 things you'd like to change. March 29th. What do you worry about most when it comes to your environment? March 30th. What are your favorite noises? And your least favorite? March 31st. What energizes you more, spending time alone or spending time with other people? Reflecting on March. Our environment can have a huge impact on our day-to-day experience of life, and that's what we've been focusing on this month. You've had the chance to consider all aspects of your physical environment, from your home to your broader environment, the climate, weather, and more. As you review your journaling from this month, here are a few questions to consider. What did I learn about myself this month? Which of the prompts this month were most challenging? Which of my answers most surprised me? Based on what I've written, one action I want to take over the next month is. Part 4. April. Fun. April 1st. What does fun mean to you? April 2nd. Is fun something that comes easily to you? April 3rd. What would your ideal day look like? April 4th. Make a list of 20 things that make you smile or laugh. April 5th. What is your entertainment of choice? April 6th. What is the best movie you've ever seen? Why? April 7th. If you had the opportunity to be one of the first people to colonize the moon or another planet, would you take it? April 8th. What is your favorite way to relax? April 9th. What is one of your most fun memories from childhood? April 10th. What are your favorite books and why? April 11th. What excites you about life right now? April 12th. How can you add more spontaneity and excitement to your life today? April 13th. Imagine you had to show a young child what fun was all about. What would you say and do to show them? April 14th. Make a list of 10 fun things to do on a rainy day. April 15th. What are some of the most common excuses or reasons you give about why you can't do the things you want to do? April 16th. What new hobbies would you love to try? April 17th. Which TV shows have you seen every episode of? April 18th. What fun activity do you have the urge to do today? April 19th. What are your biggest time wasters or energy drains right now? April 20th. Who are your favorite people to hang out with? April 21st. What is the best concert you've ever been to? April 22nd. What brings you joy? April 23rd. When was the last time you were silly? What happened? How did it feel? April 24th. Make a list of 10 possible things you could do next time you feel bored. April 25th. What would your dream day off look like? April 26th. What is your favorite kind of music and why? April 27th. Are you an outdoors or indoors person? What is your favorite activity in either setting? April 28th. What would your perfect Sunday afternoon look like? April 29th. If your life were turned into a movie, what would it be called and what genre would it be? April 30th. What is one fun thing you'd like to experience during your lifetime that you haven't yet? April 31st. How can you add 5% more fun to your life today? Looking back on April. In a culture where being busy is a virtue and overcommitment is the norm, this month is intended to bring you back to an important but often overlooked aspect of your existence, fun. You've explored your relationship to fun, how you most enjoy spending your time, and brainstormed ways to add more fun to your daily life. As you reflect on your journaling entries for this month, here are a few questions to consider. What did I learn about myself this month? Which of the prompts this month were most challenging? Which of my answers most surprised me? Based on what I've written, one action I want to take over the next month is. Part 5. May. Career. May 1st. How do you answer the question, what do you do? May 2nd. What have the highlights of your career path been up to this point? May 3rd. If you were free to do whatever you wanted to do as a career, with no judgment or repercussions, what would you do? May 4th. What does success mean to you? Do you consider yourself to be successful? May 5th. How much money do you earn? How much would you like to earn? May 6th. What do you consider to be your biggest career achievement so far? May 7th. Would you prefer to be a jack of all trades or a master of one? May 8th. What do you need to believe about yourself and about the world to make your biggest goals and dreams a reality? May 9th. What do you love to do so much you would pay or do pay to do it? May 10th. Think of a big goal you're working towards at the moment or aspiring towards. How will you know when you've reached or completed it? May 11th. What to you is the difference between work and play? May 12th. What opportunities do you currently have within your career? What opportunities would you like to have? May 13th. What motivates you? What helps you stay on track with your goals and ambitions? May 14th. How important is your career to you and why? May 15th. What are you passionate about? May 16th. If you could go back to day one and begin again, what would you do differently in your career? May 17th. What would you like your contribution to the world to be? May 18th. Where in your career could you use support right now? May 19th. Describe one of your career goals. What is one thing you can do today to bring yourself closer to that goal? May 20th. What is your biggest source of career stress today? May 21st. Where are you procrastinating right now? May 22nd. Do you believe work-life balance exists? May 23rd. Are you more of a team player or a lone wolf? May 24th. What is the most valuable lesson you've learned in your career so far? May 25th. What would you do differently if you were to bring a deeper level of authenticity to your work? May 26th. If you could choose one area in which to deepen your expertise, what would it be? May 27th. What did you want to be when you were younger? May 28th. What careers do you imagine for yourself when you grow up now? May 29th. What are you fantastic at? What are some of your strongest skills and talents? May 30th. What did your parents do for a career? How have their choices influenced your own? May 31st. What would an ideal workday look like to you? May in review. This month we've explored an area that, for many of us, is what gives our lives a sense of purpose and meaning, or perhaps it doesn't. Our careers can be a source of joy, wealth, and fulfillment, as well as pain, uncertainty, stress, and so much more. No doubt you had several ideas about what you wanted to do and who you wanted to be when you grew up, maybe, like me, you still do. But how does that compare to reality? Is your career something that adds to your life, or is it a drain? Where are your opportunities for growth? Where can you build on your strengths? These are all questions you've approached in one way or another over the last 31 days. As you review your responses this month, here are a few questions to consider. What did I learn about myself this month? Which of the prompts this month were most challenging? Which of my answers most surprised me? Based on what I've written, one action I want to take over the next month is. Part 6. June. Relationships. June 1st. How satisfied are you with your social life? June 2nd. How easy or hard do you find asking for help when you need it? June 3rd. What does family mean to you? June 4th. What do you think of when you think about love? June 5th. Do you tend to hold a grudge or to forgive and forget? June 6th. What do you enjoy doing for other people? June 7th. How do you feel about your current relationship status? June 8th. How do you feel about having children? June 9th. When was the last time you went on a date? June 10th. What qualities do you believe are most important in friendships? June 11th. Who do you consider to be your closest friend? How did you meet? What do you appreciate about your friendship? June 12th. Describe a recent compliment or piece of positive feedback you received that was meaningful to you. June 13th. What was the last compliment or piece of positive feedback you remember giving? June 14th. How do you feel about gossip? June 15th. How would you like to be seen by those closest to you? June 16th. Do you believe you are lucky or unlucky in love? What informs that belief? June 17th. What did you imagine your relationships would be like at this stage of your life when you were younger? June 18th. Describe a time when you helped a friend in need. June 19th. How compassionate do you think you are towards other people in your life? Do you extend that compassion to yourself? June 20th. What for you is the difference between like and love? June 21st. What assumptions do you most often make about other people? June 22nd. What does your happy ever after look like? June 23rd. What does good communication in a relationship look like to you? June 24th. How do you deal with conflict? June 25th. What were you raised to believe about sex? Have these beliefs changed? If so, how? June 26th. Make a list of your favorite people. To take this question one step further, create a visual. Draw a circle and write your name in the center. Draw another bigger circle around the outside of that and write the names of your closest friends inside. Then draw a third circle around the first two. Write the names of your close but not closest friends and so on. You can create as many circles as you want based on your own criteria. Once you're finished, take a look and notice which circles are rich with people. And which circles could use a few more friendly faces? June 27th. Think of your closest relationship right now. What is one thing you could do today to make that relationship more satisfying and harmonious? June 28th. What feels unforgivable to you in a relationship? June 29th. How do you express feelings like anger and hurt? June 30th. What relationships would you like to develop further over the next 6 months? Who else would you like to meet? Reflecting on June. Quality relationships are pivotal to our well-being. Several studies have shown a connection between having strong relationships and living longer. A good level of social connection has also been linked with improved physical and mental health, better immune function, better cardiovascular health, deeper resilience, and heightened positivity. This month, we've explored what good relationships look like to you, what qualities are crucial, and how you can bring a deeper level of satisfaction to your most important relationships. Here are a few additional questions to consider as you look back on your answers from this month. What did I learn about myself this month? Which of this month's prompts were most challenging? Which of my answers most surprised me? Based on what I've written, one action I want to take over the next month is. If you'd like to explore the topic of relationships in more depth, I've included some of my favorite books about this on the resources page for this book, www.becomingwhoyouare.net/yoy-resources. Part 7. July. Growth. July 1st. What is the number one thing that, if you started doing it today, would have the biggest positive impact on your life? July 2nd. What is the number one thing that, if you stopped doing it today, would have the biggest positive impact on your life? July 3rd. What's the number one thing that feels like it's missing from your life right now? July 4th. How do you measure personal growth? How do you know when you've grown as a person? July 5th. In which areas of your life would you like to see growth over the next 12 months? July 6th. Which books have had the biggest impact on your life? July 7th. What is your favorite way to learn new things? July 8th. What is the number one thing you would like to change about your life right now? July 9th. What is the number one thing you struggle to accept about yourself but would like to do so? July 10th. Do you typically run late, early, or on time, and what do you think this reflects about you? July 11th. What emotions do you find it hardest to accept within yourself? July 12th. In which area of your life have you experienced the most growth recently? Why? July 13th. In which area of your life have you experienced the least growth recently? What would you like to do about this? July 14th. What is one thing you could learn more about that would improve your life?